Hey, everybody. Jeffrey Epstein. What is he a creation of? Was he a financier? Oh, we go there in a very important episode. People seem to like it. So check it out right now. The whole episode, listen to it and get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter today at tpusa.com. And email us your thoughts as always. freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. And become a member at charliekirk.com. Listen to all of our episodes, advertiser free, charliekirk.com, and become a member. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at noblegoldinvestments.com. That is noblegoldinvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Yesterday, just a little taste of the Epstein documents were released. I was actually shocked that these were released. I thought that they were going to be covered up or delayed, and they weren't necessarily anything new. It's, you know, Bill Clinton likes young girls. Okay, yeah, great. We've known that for quite some time. Donald Trump was exonerated in these documents, by the way. The media won't cover that. The media has been saying, oh, Donald Trump mentioned in them, but in the documents, the young woman who is accusing Epstein of running this quasi-pedophile ring says, yeah, I never had any interaction with Donald Trump at all whatsoever. But the media says Donald Trump listed in Epstein documents. But I want to take a step back before we dive into the specifics here, because there's something wrong with how all of this is being reported. If you type in Jeffrey Epstein's name to Google, it says Jeffrey Edward Epstein was an American financier and sex offender. Financier? That sounds right. How did Epstein make all of his money? There's a major part of the story that's missing here, and it gets touched on here and there and referenced slightly, but the media is afraid to go after the core issue here. You see, the narrative, if you watch the Netflix special on Epstein, if you watch kind of these documentaries, and there's been plenty, is they under-investigate how Epstein actually made all of his money. They'll focus on how Epstein would fly girls down to his island, how Epstein was an international man of mystery. New York Magazine, literally last year, has this article, Jeffrey Epstein, international money man of mystery. We know that Epstein was rich, but how did this man make all of his money? Where were his successful investments? Where were the trades that he could point to? And not just a little bit of money, not just tens of millions of dollars, but he was living a life of an opulent billionaire. He was living a life of somebody that made a tech company go public at a very successful IPO beyond your wildest imagination. You see, we accept the premise that Jeffrey Epstein was rich. And we don't even ask the necessary question, was he? Or was he a creation of something else? That's the part that's been really bothering me the last 12 to 14 hours of this story breaking, is that we're too quick to dive into the details of, you know, Bill Clinton. Again, of course, Bill Clinton likes young girls, not exactly something that is breaking news. But what's more interesting is, who was Jeffrey Epstein a project of, and is that project still ongoing under a different name? So there's an interesting article here. TownandCountryMagazine.com published a couple years ago everything we know about Jeffrey Epstein's vast real estate portfolio. And you look at this real estate, it's some of the blue chip real estate on the planet. 9 East 71st Street, New York. Zorro Ranch, New Mexico. Little St. James Island in the Virgin Islands. Little Hold Island. 358 El Brio Way in Palm Beach. Avenue Foch in Paris. This is hundreds of millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions of dollars of real estate. Not to mention his planes, the cash that he would throw around, his art. So where did Epstein actually get the money? The former math teacher all of a sudden decided to go all Rain Man and go into the market and make all these successful trades? And who were his investors? Well, one of them is Mr. Wexner. Les Wexner. Now, I'm not going to focus too much on Les Wexner, Victoria's Secret guy. So Jeffrey Epstein received a $77 million mansion from Les Wexner in 1996 for $0. According to Town and Country Mag, records show that the title for this Beaux Arts mansion was transferred to Epstein from his sometime mentor and client Les Wexner in 1996 for $0. The exact reasoning behind this generous gift is a mystery, but various reports of the years painted a picture of what the home was like on the inside. Among the weird details of this 40-room house, a massive mural of a prison yard, a massage table with sex toys and lubricant, a life-size female doll hanging from the chandelier, a sculpture of a naked African warrior, a room covered in leather, a stuffed black poodle perched on a grand piano, along with nude photographs that the FBI apparently turned up in a safe. So Les Wexner, multi-billionaire from Ohio, invests in Epstein's fund and then says, hey, I like you so much. Here is one of the most valuable pieces of property on the planet, 9 East 71st Street. Do you know how much 40 rooms are in New York? 40 rooms? Here you go, Epstein. What did Epstein do to deserve that? What did Epstein do to earn a gift of such extraordinary proportions? Was he Wexner's son? Did he save Wexner's life? Or did Epstein have another connection? You see, as you take a step back and you start to connect the dots here, you realize that Epstein, with his little friend Ghislaine and Ghislaine's father, Robert Maxwell, who was obviously a spy of the Israeli intelligence agencies, but there was something else going on here. Epstein was not some sort of whiz kid hedge fund manager. Epstein was playing a part. Epstein was a LARPer, a live action role player. Epstein was cast for a specific role, and he played it really well. The sweatpants and the Harvard jacket, the kind of disheveled hair, looking as if he was so smart and above the clouds that he was doing advanced mathematic equations on the back of napkins. But if you actually go into some of the videos of people that met with Epstein at the time, they said he was awfully unimpressive when it came to finance and markets and economics and capital flows. One of which was Eric Weinstein, former head of, or he might still be the head of Thiel Capital. He had this incredible video a couple years ago where he said when he first sat down with Epstein, he said, this guy's a simulation. This guy is not bright or brilliant. This guy's kind of boorish. He's kind of like a frat brother that stumbled into hundreds of millions of dollars. So Wexner, who, by the way, served in the honorary delegation to accompany George W. Bush to Jerusalem, State of Israel, in May of 2008, hosted a fundraiser for Mitt Romney, renounced the Republican Party in 2018, supported Jeb, George, and Romney, made all this money in Victoria's Secret, gives Epstein this home. Was Epstein's big investor. Really? Where are the trades actually respond? Can you show us all these amazing investments you've made? I think there was like one that we know of, an $80 million debt security trade, but that's not going to do it. Where were your employees, Epstein, by the way? If you make allegedly billions of dollars, you need to at least have a team of 30, 40, 50. You need compliance managers and accountants and lawyers. Where are all these people? Where are the people that came out and said, yeah, you know, Epstein, he was really, really smart. Like the guy from Billions on Showtime. You'd come in and the guy Axe or whatever his name is, and he'd say, buy this and sell this and short this. Where is that? Where's the book that Epstein wrote? Where's the Ray Dalio interviews? Did Epstein go on CNBC and, hey, Mr. Epstein, what do you think about this trade or that? No, the typical pattern of behavior that we'd see from very successful Wall Street people was missing, but all the toys and gadgets were there. the lifestyle, the capital, the planes, the place in Paris, the place in London, the island in the Caribbean, the ranch in New Mexico, the home in New York, the artwork. It was all there. But how? That's not the right question. The right question is who? Because Jeffrey Epstein was involved in a different type of business. His business was not shorting Nike stock to try to make a 5% on the hedge. No, 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 no. Epstein was involved in a different type of business, and he was good at it. But who employed him? As we've all seen over the past few years, the amount of heavy metals, microplastics, and other toxins we are all exposed to has only increased. These are important world issues we must continue to discuss, and since you know that I take my health seriously, I only stand by the best. One company that is aware of these global challenges and that I proudly support is Ascent Nutrition, which has unique health products meant for these times. One I've been using is their pine pollen tincture, which contains 200 nutrients and important components like glutathione and DHEA. Glutathione is known for healthy detoxification and immune support, while DHEA is known as the happiness hormone and supports mood and brain health. Pine pollen is also nature's highest source of special phytohormones, which support hormone function, libido, and adrenal health. I love it because you could truly feel the benefits, and since I am now telling everyone about it, they expect to sell out fast. Before they sell out, click the link in the description below and use the code Kirk to save 10% on your pine pollen tincture and all other products. So if you were to believe the narrative around Epstein, which, by the way, the media is not covering this correctly. This, oh, American financier. What about time? What did he finance? What were his successful trades? The brilliant breakthroughs to justify the lifestyle he was living. So the story we're supposed to believe is Jeffrey Epstein was a math teacher at the Dalton School in Manhattan. And he was fired. Now, he was fired because of misconduct. And now, according to you have this picture, this was him as a teacher at the Dalton School. And the esteemed prep school, all these people said, oh, yeah, you know, he was willing to violate norms with his encounters with girls. And he was a creep. And that didn't change. And he went to go work for Bear Stearns. And magically, this guy that couldn't even keep a job at a prep school stumbles into managing the money for one of the wealthiest people on the planet, Les Wexner, and then develops a real estate portfolio that would make us believe he was a co-founder of Google. Oh, yeah, but just believe it. It's just the way it is. What was Jeffrey Epstein's job? What was his daily obsession? Well, he was perfect for what the intel agencies wanted to do. He was perfect. He was smooth. He obviously loved women, including young women. And Epstein had zero concern for the moral or ethical guidelines. So he was willing to go where other people were not willing to go and do things that are disgusting, reprehensible, just so that he could live the high life. He was a socialite. A complete social animal. So I always want to read this. This is how awful Wikipedia is. Just listen to this. He began his professional life by teaching at the Dalton School despite lacking a college degree. After his dismissal from the school, he entered the banking sector in various roles before starting his own firm. He developed an elite social circle. How? So his biography goes from teaching math at the Dalton School to just creating an elite social circle because he was cast for a role. That's why. It's nothing new that if you're in the intel agencies, you want to try and get as much blackmail on powerful people as possible. Easy, not hard. And this is no longer just speculation. First of all, the evidence that shows that Epstein was a creation of either Mossad, Israeli intelligence, American intelligence, Saudi intelligence, or maybe he was just a hired gun. Maybe he was just the guy that countries would go to and park a couple hundred million bucks and say, hey, can you get one of the members of the royal family with a 13-year-old so we can get them to do what we want to do or whatever. And this is now probably still occurring in real time, still occurring in real time. Tim Burchett, congressman, says, look, why is it that the FBI is getting a new headquarters? Why is it that the border doesn't get secure? Why is it we don't cut spending? Because members of Congress are actively being blackmailed. The Epstein playbook is being used on a daily basis. Play cut 38.
So you're saying that right now, currently ongoing in our Congress, there are members of Congress who have been compromised by either special interests or the intelligence community to not give the American public information on Jeffrey Epstein?
I believe so. 100%. 100%. I want to tell you one quick thing. I know this, it's a little different, but I've been involved in the UFO UAP issue. And it's, you know, like I said, I'm not going to bring out little green men and a flying saucer, but it's about transparency. I had an amendment on the FAA reauthorization bill that said if an American pilot sees a UAP, an anomaly or something, and they make a report to the FAA, that report has to be made available to Congress. I was told by the whip, I said, what happened to my amendment? And he said, it was killed by the intelligence community. And I said, you mean the intelligence committee? And he said, no, the intelligence community. It was not even brought up. And these are unelected bureaucrats that have that much control. And so, yeah, we got to start electing people with guts in both parties. This pandering stuff that's going on now, it's just a distraction.
You're out of the country, whatever you're into. Someone comes up to you, they're very attractive, laughing at your jokes. Next thing you know, you're in the hotel room with them naked. You're getting ready to make a key vote, and some very well-dressed person comes up and whispers in your ear, hey, man, there's tapes out on you, and you really ought to not be voting for this thing. Jeffrey Epstein was not a financier. He was not a hedge fund manager. Jeffrey Epstein was a key player in a multi-decade blackmail operation against the most powerful people on the planet, brought to you by our government. Look, something big is coming. Charlie Kirk here. You could probably feel it. Everybody can feel it. The next year will be a wild ride, like nothing we've ever seen in this country before. Continuing economic chaos, a critical presidential race, and masses of people moving across continents to metastasize conflict. Everything seems to be at stake. How are you going to respond? Your first step is getting prepared, and you can start today by visiting MyPatriotSupply.com. You'll save $60 on a much-needed 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Millions trust MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare them for what's coming. Eat right in emergencies with their 4-week emergency food kit. Sealed inside rugged packaging, these meals last up to 25 years in storage and provide over 2,000 calories every day. Get delicious breakfast, lunches, dinners, so you can eat right in emergencies. At $60 off, get a kit for everyone in your family. They deserve it, and you deserve peace of mind. Order by 3 p.m. today at MyPatriotSupply.com. By the way, very few shows are willing to talk about this topic the way we are. They're talking about just what's in the documents. They move on. Documents, move on. Now, there's a level deeper here. In fact, it begs the question, who's Jeffrey Epstein now? You think they're not going to do this anymore? No, obviously, they were getting value for doing this. By investing in Epstein, giving him money, giving him the opulent lifestyle, setting up a blackmail operation, cameras everywhere. And so the FBI allegedly goes into Epstein's properties, and there was all this stuff in his safes, and they just disappear. Where did all those videos and documents go? No, one intel arm covers for the other. So the weekend before all these documents were made public, back in 2018-19, the SDNY arrested Epstein quietly when he landed his private jet on an airport trip he took from France. No perps walk for Epstein. Michael Cernovich wrote, quote, back in 2019, why didn't the SDNY charge Epstein under the Mann Act? Under the Mann Act, it's unlawful to transport an underage girl through interstate travel, including on an airplane. In a widely publicized press conference, the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York announced sex trafficking charges against Epstein. Epstein was charged for paying minors for massages from 2002 to 2005. Yet what was more newsworthy was what the indictment left out. the indictment against Epstein does not charge anyone except Epstein, and there's nothing to indicate that anyone who flew to Epstein's private island has faced scrutiny. The SDNY's actions have all of the telltale signs of containment. Why didn't they charge him with the Mann Act? Well, because the SDNY charged the lowest level offenses possible, and they, quote, lacked jurisdiction to raid his island in Little St. James, as well as New Mexico and the Paris properties. Those houses were left unattended for a couple weeks. During that time, a safe went missing. One of his safes went missing. Had a lot of information on that safe. I'm sure a lot of blackmail. Those are billions of dollars of investments through the years that was in that safe. What was in there, we'll never know. We can speculate what's in there. We do know that our own FBI now has the Jeffrey Epstein blackmail files. The real Jeffrey Epstein files are the blackmail material. Very powerful forces have made sure we'll never see it. According to the Daily Mail, quote, Jeffrey Epstein kept a trove of CDs and nude photos of women and girls stuffed into the closets of his $77 million New York City townhouse, pause, that he received for $0 from Les Wexner under very strange circumstances. So, hey, here's a $77 million home. FBI agents used a saw to open the safe that held hard drives and diamonds. Quote, authorities found some photos stashed inside, along with compact discs with handwritten labels, including the following. Young name plus name. Miscellaneous nudes one. And girl pics nude, court papers said. And remember, the person who gave Jeffrey Epstein the 40-room home in New York was very, very close to George W. Bush, Les Wexner. Maybe that is part of the Mossad connection. We don't know. But if you were evil running an intel operation of the CIA, or even if you were an evil and you thought that you were doing good, and that's what's important, intention don't matter, and you want to try to get people in compromising situations, you would use somebody like Epstein, somebody who is smooth, somebody who has no moral guardrails whatsoever, somebody who is willing to do this type of sick, disgusting, demonic, satanic behavior. And let's just tell it like it is, everybody, because that's what we're doing today. What we are saying today on the program is that the American government or the Israeli government or the British government or whatever, whichever one, Phil, we don't know which, we can guess, was willing to have pedophilia take place so that they could get blackmail on powerful people. You want to go a step further? Remember when the media got really angry when some people on the right would say, there's an international pedophile ring running the world? They say, you're a conspiracy theorist. Now, some of the facts might have been sloppy here or there, but the main narrative is pretty hard to disagree with. One of James O'Keefe's greatest wins was when he put this video forward. Play cut 43, please.
I've had the story for 3 years. I've had this interview with Virginia Roberts. We would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. This is a stupid story. Then the palace found out that we had her whole allegations about Prince Andrew and threatened us a million different ways. We were so afraid we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will that also quashed the story. And then Alan Dershowitz was also implicated in because of the planes. She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton. We had everything. I tried for 3 years to get it on to no avail. And now it's all coming out. And it's like these new revelations. And I freaking had all of it. I'm so pissed right now. Like every day I get more and more pissed because I'm just like, oh my God, what we had was unreal. Other women backing it up. Hey, yep. Brad Edwards, the attorney 3 years ago saying there will come a day where we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
And they killed the story. That's Amy Robach at ABC News. That was Project Veritas. That was an off-the-cuff remark, by the way. That was not live on air. That was her just venting to her production team, saying that the whole story was killed. Why was the story killed? What's with the media's systemic lack of interest in elite sex crimes? Harvey Weinstein, Jeffrey Epstein. Supposedly, the press loves stories. They love to find scoops, right? But then with these incredibly salacious allegations, we apparently have a massive conspiracy of silence. And nobody wanted to write about Epstein. Nobody wanted to write up against Weinstein. Remember Corey Feldman, star of The Goonies, claims he was groomed and the victim of sexual predators when he was an underage actor in Hollywood, and they've blacklisted him for it. There's things that Mel Gibson has said about what Hollywood really stands for. Now, we could go at length about the degeneracy of Hollywood and all that stuff, but I want to emphasize the intel agency part of this. And we're just supposed to believe that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself? Oh, yeah, so Jeffrey Epstein was this Rain Man-type character at the Dalton School, and some whiz kid of mathematics leaves the Dalton School, goes to Bear Stearns. We have no idea how he made his money, but then Les Wexner, the Victoria's Secret person, hands him a $77 million townhouse. The biggest picture here, and I want to make sure we land the plane here because there's so much more that I want to get to here. This is what intel agencies get up to when we give them secrecy. We need to disempower these intel apparatus. Section 702, all this. They claim to protect us, and meanwhile, your taxpayer dollars are going to subsidize pedophile rings. Prove me wrong. How is that not what's happening here? Epstein is obviously a creation. Somebody around a table created him. He's a simulation. He's a live action role player playing a role. And young girls were trafficked on Lolita Express down to Caribbean islands so that your intel agencies could get powerful people in compromising situations. This is what the administrative state has become. And maybe that's why the media is horrified to touch this story. They're terrified. They don't want to go to that next level. And that's why they keep on saying, oh, financier, stop falling for that crap. He's not a financier. He's not a financier any more than Peter Strzok is a financier or Lisa Page is a financier. They're intel operatives. And everybody knew what was going on. And I'll tell you the story that I heard back in 13 or 14 when I was in Palm Beach. And people were like, oh yeah, Epstein is, he has young girls at his home and no one really does anything. And what did Alexander Acosta say at the time? Well, first, Cindy McCain, do you see a pattern here? Bush, Romney, McCain. She kind of says, yeah, we all kind of knew what Epstein was up to. You did? Really? Your passed away husband was one of the most powerful people on the planet, a senator who literally could determine the future of the legislature at times. He ran for president, and you were just kind of cool with the fact that Epstein was trafficking young girls? Play cut 42.
Hides in plain sight. Epstein was hiding in plain sight. We all knew about him. We all knew what he was doing. But we had no one that was, legal aspect that would go after him. They were afraid of him. For whatever reason, they were afraid of him. All of a sudden, someone said, BS, we're not afraid of you anymore and what you're doing. It's not only wrong, it's illegal, it's, you know, all those things. It's like a house of cards now. It's going to start tumbling, believe me. And these guys, if they don't leave the country, number one, they're going to get caught. And they're going and they, not only will they get caught, but they're going to be made examples of. And that's exactly what we should be doing with these guys, especially. In my opinion, if, you know, I know there's...
I would like to hear the rest of the clip. You could tell at the end, by the way, she realized that she said something she shouldn't have said. She all of a sudden, like, changed topics about holding people accountable. Oh, we all knew about him, but we were afraid. Who are you afraid of? Oh, we know. The people who actually run the country. Congress doesn't run the country. The Senate doesn't run the country. The president doesn't run the country. No, 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 no. Langley, Virginia runs the country. The fourth branch of government runs the country. And even the McCains were afraid of them. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Brand new year and a new year's resolution are here, and I have one you should make. Join me in donating to Preborn. Save babies by providing ultrasounds and be a hero for life this year starting today. Together, during the Sanctity of Human Life Month, we're going to save 35,000 babies to show the world that even If our government and our laws don't respect the unborn, we do. Your gift of preborn will give a girl the truth about what's happening in her body so that she can make the right choice. What better way to start this new year than to join us saving babies? And $28 a month will save a baby a month all year long. A $15,000 gift, some of you out there might be able to do this, will provide a complete ultrasound machine that will save thousands of babies for years and years to come. It will also save moms from a lifetime of pain and regret. So start this year right by resolving to be heroes for life. Call 833-850-2229 or click on the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. That is the preborn banner at charliekirk.com. So check it out. Join me in donating and make a year-end gift to help save babies. I just made my gift. In fact, we're making another one before the end of the year. Check it out right now. charliekirk.com. Click on the preborn banner. I mean, the whole other wrinkle is they obviously killed Epstein. He didn't kill himself. It is one of the most obvious and glaring lies just out there. I don't even want to get into that today, though. And that's just so obvious. So the intel agencies created him, and then the intel agencies took him out. I will admit and acknowledge why they arrested Epstein, I don't know. Was it step one in a cover-up? Was that he was threatening to do something? Was it right hand, left hand, and it got out of control? I don't know. That's something we may never know, by the way. We may never actually know the answer to that question. We may never know why Epstein was arrested on his way back home from Paris, France. But what now is abundantly clear, and what we may never get an answer to, is that the intel agencies were using Epstein. The question is, where do the really sick, degenerate, powerful people get their fix now? Where are they getting access to young women today? I know that sounds so sick and awful, but that's what's really happening here. Is that obviously these people are so demented, they're so sick and twisted, that being with underage girls is something that they desire. And as it says in the documents, Bill Clinton likes them young. Bill Clinton likes them young. But let me read the kicker, because maybe you're not convinced. The prosecutor for Epstein's first arrest, where he just got a slap on the wrist, was Alexander Acosta, who actually ended up serving in Trump's administration. Quote, Acosta explained breezily, apparently, that back in the day, he'd had just one meeting on the Epstein case. He'd cut the non-prosecution deal with one of Epstein's attorneys because Acosta, the prosecutor, quote, had been told to back off, that Epstein was above his pay grade. Acosta said, quote, I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone. That is a prosecutor who ended up serving in Trump's cabinet who says, quote, Epstein belonged to intelligence. Is America safer because Epstein flew underage girls to private islands? Does that help our national security? Does that make you feel proud to be an American? Why is the FBI still holding back all of the Epstein files? What's that all about? We may never know. They're probably deleted. Or better yet, for them, they're probably not deleted. They're probably going to be held in a very, very private, secret way. By the way, the leverage is probably ongoing. Once Epstein got out of jail the first time in the last 10 years of his life, Epstein bragged to various people, including journalists, that he was advising a whole assortment of foreign leaders, who included Putin, Mohammed bin Zayed, who's in charge of the United Arab Emirates, Mohammed bin Salman, in charge of Saudi Arabia, various African dictators, Israel, the British, and of course, the Americans. So the other theory is that Epstein was a free agent. He worked for everybody. And maybe that's what got him killed. You can only double cross so many intel agencies and play that game, that high wire act. And maybe the very powerful people thought that we could take out Epstein and it would make the problem go away, but people are still being blackmailed on the Epstein files to this day. And Chuck Schumer tried to warn us about it. Play cut 47.
This antagonism is taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know,
to?
But I, from what I am told, they are very upset with how he has treated them and talked about them. And we need the intelligence community. We don't know what's going on. Look at the Russian hacking. Without the intelligence community, we wouldn't have discovered it.
Do you think he has an agenda to try to dismantle parts of the intelligence community? I mean, this form of taunting hostility.
Whether you're a super liberal Democrat or a very conservative Republican, you should be against dismantling the intelligence community.
Because they might blackmail you because they run the country. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. And God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.